Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll, and we are set with Michigan Tech Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. Dirk Hemgoff along with Wes Fromm in our studio today as we talk best Michigan Tech basketball playoffs starting tomorrow night at the SDC Gym. Michigan Tech tennis teams are not on vacation, but it sure is going to seem like it. They're going to be nice warm weather. And the Michigan Tech hockey team gets set to play for home ice down at Minnesota State Mankato. Welcome to Huskies Drive Time. Welcome, Wes Fromm.
Thank you. Yeah, glad to be here. Big day here on the Dirk side as we will announce the winners of our 2013-14 Grand Raffle. Somebody's going to get $10,000 richer here in less than a half hour. And also, big week as we hit playoff time for basketball, and it might as well be playoff time for hockey. Mm-hmm. Everybody's heading down the stretch here, just chatting with some different people, and you know, everybody's like, okay, well, now that we're not guaranteed, or we're guaranteed to make the playoffs and guaranteed not to be one of those bottom two, it's exciting to have people miss the playoffs, because it makes every series in the WCHA this weekend critical for every team. And so it's kind of fun that way, but I'm sure it's not very fun for those teams that are fighting for their playoff lives. Thankfully, the Huskies are guaranteed to be in the playoffs. Obviously, they want to be here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena a week from Friday, Saturday and Sunday potentially, but it is going to be a lot of fun this weekend, and obviously a very tall task against Minnesota State, who's a very good team, and that's why we do this. It's a great opportunity as well, and what would a win or two down there do for the confidence heading into the playoffs? That would be an amazing accomplishment, and hopefully can springboard us for a little stretch run here.
We split with them last year, I think, down there, if I remember right.
I think that was 2 years ago.
Okay.
They haven't played up here. I was just looking. They haven't played up here since 2011.
Yeah.
So this will be the third straight series we've played in Mankato against this team. So I think it was 2 years ago that we split down there.
Okay.
Had the big second game.
Yes.
Beat them 7-3.
Yeah, I remember.
So they got us in two games. I think one of them was real close last year. So and one of those kind of quirky schedules that we got to go down there for the third straight series, but. Looking forward to it's a good facility, a lot of fun to play down there. They have good crowds, and no doubt they'll have a great crowd this weekend as they play for a McNaughton Cup.
Well, no doubt about that, and we always have a good showing of Michigan Tech fans down there for some reason.
Yeah, we do, and there are a lot of Tech fans down there. I know we've got a couple of big name alums that always show up as well, and it's a lot of fun to be down there, and it's going to be no different this year with everything riding on this one with home playoffs. First time, I think everybody knows this already, but since 1993, we're looking to host playoff games, and clearly, since I've been here, this is the best chance that we've had to do that.
Yes, and game times are 8:30 on Friday night, 8 o'clock pregame here on Mix 93, half hour earlier on Saturday night, and really looking forward to that. I don't think you want to use that chair. I'd grab another chair there, Kel. That's in that corner for a reason. You can grab one up from the front desk there if you want. So anyway, yes, a big weekend for Michigan Tech hockey. But the basketball teams tomorrow night, Wes, start their playoffs, and both of them at home against different schools, and it should be fun.
Yeah, and both teams. Teams probably didn't finish maybe as high as they wanted to in the standings, but both have home games in the quarterfinal, which certainly was a goal of theirs, and they'll be heading to the Final Four somewhere, hopefully, with a win tomorrow night. But tough games. The women lost to Saginaw down at Saginaw, beat them here, so they've split with the Cardinals on the year. Saginaw's playing some good basketball right now. Michigan Tech's going to have to play a good game tomorrow night. And then the men's team, always tough to beat a team three times in a season. That's what they'll be trying to do as they play Grand Valley State. And, boy, they're always dangerous. They play good defense, and you're going to have to hit some shots against that team to get out of there with a win. And then who knows after that? that right now the women's looks like it will be at Wayne State in Detroit, and the men's Final Four will be in Sault Ste. Marie. But we've seen in the past that the top seed doesn't always win that quarterfinal game. So it's going to be a fun week of playoff basketball, and then hopefully on past that in the NCAA tournament for both these teams. Is the men look like they're in pretty good shape. The women are on the bubble right now. So,
okay. All right, let's get to more of Husky Drive Time right after the break. Right